Putin claims self-defense. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his troops in Ukraine are fighting for the motherland, calling Ukrainian troops Nazis in a speech celebrating victory against the Nazis in World War II. Russia's ambassador to Poland at a cemetery in Warsaw to pay respects to Red Army soldiers killed in the war has red paint thrown at him by protesters carrying Ukrainian flags. First Lady Jill Biden's on her way back to Washington after a four-day trip to Eastern Europe.
Mrs. Biden is now the most recent high-profile American visitor to Ukraine, setting foot in the country even before her husband. She met with Olena Zelenska, her Ukraine counterpart, saying that she wanted to arrive on Mother's Day and talk to moms about their experiences, as in this exchange.
How do you explain the war to your children, Julia?
It's very difficult how I explain.
The First Lady spent a couple of hours in Ukraine touring a town near Slovakia, where she also got a look at a facility that is processing refugees. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police in DeKalb County, Georgia are looking for a man who shot six people at a condominium complex. Three died. There's been a fire at the office of a pro-life group in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Family Action, which is opposed to legal abortion, says someone tossed a Molotov cocktail into its Madison office and spray-painted the side of their building with a message reading, quote, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," unquote. Police are investigating the alleged arson, but it's unclear who's behind it. The lobbying group's president says she considers the fire a direct threat following the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion indicating Roe v. Wade could be overturned. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The horse track Churchill Downs reports a record $179 million was in the betting pool for Saturday's Kentucky Derby, with the least money bet on the winner, Rich Strike. But at 80-1, long shot bettors made out. Rich Strike was added to the Derby field Friday after a late scratch. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An American who got sick in the Bahamas has been moved to a hospital in Miami. Three other Americans died at that resort.
Police were notified Friday morning shortly after 9 a.m. by staff at the Sandals Emerald Bay in Exuma that a man was found unresponsive on the bedroom floor of his villa, and a second man and a woman were found unresponsive at another villa. Officers say the couple complained of illness the previous evening, went to a local medical facility, received treatment, and returned to their lodging. Officers said both individuals showed signs of convulsion, but no signs of trauma. All three individuals were pronounced dead by a local doctor. Also, the Bahamas acting prime minister says although the cause of death is unknown, foul play is not suspected.
Fox's Christina Coleman. South Korea's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, takes office in 3 hours, midnight there. It's a single five-year term, taking over from President Moon Jae-in. Yoon's considered more conservative and supports a tougher approach with North Korea. Facebook's parent company is opening its first physical store today.
Meta, which owns Facebook, is opening the doors to its Reality Labs unit store in Burlingame, California, in Silicon Valley. That unit is developing the hardware they sell there, including Ray-Ban smart glasses, portal video calling devices, and Oculus VR headsets. Meta is not just promoting its hardware devices to consumers, it's also pitching them to businesses with a recent demonstration of conference calls that feature a mix of virtual reality avatars and traditional video calling. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweets, "If I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you." An hour earlier, he'd shared a post purportedly from a Russian military officer saying that Musk will be held accountable for supplying the Ukrainian military with communications equipment. Musk has provided Ukrainians with satellite internet service. His mother responded to the death tweet, "That's not funny." He responds to her, "Sorry, I'll do my best to stay alive." I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.